From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal in The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which has refused to take part in the proceeding and vowed not to abide by it. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling will disincentivize negotiations.
The proceedings will probably do a great deal of damage to the efforts by the members of the international community to engage in negotiations and consultation for settlement of any possible disputes.
While he warned it could intensify conflict, China, he said, remains committed to negotiations. In Manila, Philippines Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay said his government is studying the complex ruling carefully.
We call on those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. The Philippines strongly affirms its respect for this milestone decision.
President Rodrigo Duterte has called for bilateral negotiations to resolve the matter. The ruling stemmed from a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas with its actions on the Scarborough Shoal, a reef located off the Philippine coast. The UN has warned of severe acute malnutrition and famine-like conditions across Nigeria's northeast Borno state, affecting displacement camps that house tens of thousands of refugees who have fled Boko Haram violence. An appeal has been made for more than $200 million in funds over the next weeks. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Tuesday that President Obama has given him greater freedom to strike at the Taliban. Visiting Defense Chief Ashton Carter announced the new rules of engagement.
Previously, General Nicholson's authorities were that when or if Afghan security forces found themselves in a difficult situation, then they could call their American counterparts and their American counterparts could come and go shoulder to shoulder with them and help. It obviously, to me, makes a lot more sense to be doing it the way we're doing it now.
Carter said it allows a more efficient and effective use of the forces that they have on the ground. The new rules also allow for greater U.S. air power. Last week, President Obama announced he was keeping 8,400 U.S. troops in the country beyond his term, which ends in January. A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding in South Sudan after several days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those allied with first vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar. The fighting left hundreds dead, perhaps 36,000 displaced. Michael Makwai is the country's information minister.
All the commanders of these forces are hereby directed to cease any hostility and abide by this order, control their forces, and protect the civil population and their property.
The violence raised fears the country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war. President Obama Tuesday took part in an interfaith service to honor five policemen killed last week in Dallas, Texas, by a lone sniper.
We're here to honor the memory and mourn the loss of five fellow Americans, to grieve with their loved ones, to support this community, to pray for the wounded, and to try and find some meaning amidst our sorrow.
He said Americans are not divided as it would seem. The attack was carried out by a slain Black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi called an emergency cabinet meeting Tuesday over recent violence in Kashmir, sparked by the killing of a Muslim rebel leader last week. Nearly 30 have been killed, hundreds wounded. At least three people were killed, dozens wounded Tuesday after police opened fire on a protest march in the northern Malian city of Gao. One marcher said the protest was about the naming of an interim authority. Burundian peace talks in Tanzania hit another snag as both sides found reasons not to take part. Members of the opposition oppose the presence of Burundians accused of human rights abuses. The government rejects the presence of leading opposition and civil society figures. Asian markets rallied again Wednesday amid signs of growth in the U.S. and easing worries over Britain's exit from the European Union. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.